Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. 3 days after a fire ravaged a Parisian building in the 16th arrondissement of Paris, the suspect's custody will resume. The 40-year-old woman has stayed on 13 different occasions in psychiatric hospitals. She was out of her last day a week before the tragedy that killed 10 people and injured around 30 others. We must invent the country we want. I want to debate with you on all the topics I have submitted to the French. These are the words of Emmanuel Macron as he faced the younger generation. The head of state is currently in Étang-sur-Arroux, in Saône-et-Loire, as part of his Tour de France within the context of the great national debate. Accompanied by the Minister of Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, he answered the questions of high school and university students, trainees, and civic service volunteers aged from 15 to 25 on different themes such as work, the environment, and involvement in the political sphere. Also in the news, France calls back its ambassador in Italy, a rare decision in full diplomatic crisis between the two countries. The Quai d'Orsay denounces unprecedented attacks from the Italian government over several weeks. The last example is the meeting that took place Tuesday between the Vice President of the Italian Council, Luigi Di Maio, and several Gilets Jaunes in Montargis in the Loiret. The meeting was described as a new provocation by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And tonight, the other council vice president, Matteo Salvini, diffuses the situation and proposes to meet with Emmanuel Macron. Jean-Luc Mélenchon denounces an authoritarian drift of power following the search of the Toulouse home of Manuel Bompard, who is a France Insoumise candidate in the European elections. The investigation is related to suspicions of fictitious jobs within the European Parliament. And new discussions will begin regarding Brexit, the objective being to break the deadlock and find a better solution and a new agreement concerning the exit of the United Kingdom from the European Union. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, and British Prime Minister Theresa May will meet by the end of the month to discuss the subject. And then there is more soccer tonight with the last round of the Coupe de France. Lyon will be in Guingamp, and the winner will face Caen in the next round, kickoff at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.